Oh, dude, let sleeping dogs lie. Really, you want the whole world to be pissed at you, don't you?
No, I just don't understand. People are freaking out, and I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight, so I'm going to make this right.
Oh, you have I'm to. I'm not going to be able to sleep.
Listen.
Hold on, wait, what?
No, listen. Poor child.
I wish you were bullied in high school or, like, grade school, just so you would have
a
thicker skin.
Are you kidding me? I was so bullied.
Oh, my gosh. I was super bullied, too. So now, like, anyone can say anything. I have, like, super thick skin. It doesn't bother me.
Everyone called me gay when I was younger, and then look what happened now.
It worked. Can somebody call me skinny, please? Call me full head of hair or anything. I'll take it. All right, no, poor chop.
Right.
Please, because I'm trying to move the show along. I'm trying
Dana,
to do.
Call back. I will qualify you to fly away to Marshmallow, to fly away to Vegas to see Marshmallow. And I know what you're thinking. Anyone could just call up. No, it has to be Dana because she has to give me your legal name, and that's how we know. So, Dana, please call back. I think you were right. I added wrong. I admitted I was wrong. I want to be able to sleep tonight.
Dude, I'm not. Now you're going to get the casino sued. The Joe and Alex Show Casino is going to be shut down.
I will qualify her, so please call back, Dana. Joe, go ahead. Proceed.
All right, good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. My wife Lindsay's going to kill me for this, but I hope that she realizes that, hey, I got time to fill on the show, so I have to talk about things she might not like. That being said, I love you, baby. Hey. I've been doing boxing with my wife Lindsay since January. I was off for like 2 weeks because I was sick, and then I pinched a nerve in my back, and I also was just like a lazy slob. But I'm back at it at Title Boxing Club Glendale. That's where I go to, and they're really cool. And we like it. My wife, actually, I'm surprised. Liv really took a liking to it because she did not like it. It was so overwhelming for her the
right.
first time.
No, I bet.
But now she's just like, she says my name a lot when she hits the bag, so I don't know what that means. And she has like my face on it, but she really likes boxing now, which is great because it's good exercise. It gets it out, and it's a fun thing we can do as a couple. But now she doesn't want to go to boxing anymore.
Why?
She's apparently been trying to avoid her coworker that she found out actually goes there.
Well, why is she avoiding them?
I understand, ladies, why, but this is the silliest reason why. Unless you were trying to date somebody, which is
so
not the case.
So you understand, but it's silly.
I understand. Here's the thing. She likes this guy. It's a coworker of hers. Like, like they go to, and I'm not even going to say her job. If people don't know, they don't know today for this one, so she doesn't kill me. Point is, I guess she's like, I don't look good, and I'm all sweaty and nasty. I don't want him to see me. How awkward that be? Well, guess who we said hi to last night as we were getting ready to leave?
Who?
Her coworker, the guy.
Okay.
I'm like, why don't you, like, what's the big deal? It's not that she doesn't like him. She's like, I just feel so gross. And I'm like, God, why do women self, like, hate so much? Like, you look fine. When you go
I'll
to a gym or a
why.
Boxing place, you know you're going to be sweaty
right.
and kind of funky.
Right. I mean, it's hard. I feel like, I mean, people might get mad at this, but I think it's very clear that society norms and society has put a ton of pressure on girls to look perfect all the time. Every single movie and TV show we watch, girls wake up from a night of sleep with their hair done, their makeup done, looking amazing. Like, there's no reality to girls waking up, having their hair up, and having their face looking all grow, you know, but I mean,
understand what you're saying, but that is, I hope people don't actually hold women to that standard because that's stupid.
Right.
I don't.
I know you
I don't.
I don't
do that
but
for you or Alex or my wife.
A lot of men and a lot of people hold women to this high standard. I mean, for example, I am totally fine with people seeing me without makeup, my coworkers.
Oh, yes, you are. I am not denying that.
I know. And like, I'm okay with it. Sometimes, I'm uncomfortable about it. If I'm like out at a bar, I would prefer to have makeup on, whatever. But I mean, all of my friends won't go to work without makeup on. They absolutely will not. They feel like they are set to a higher standard that they have to look presentable at all times. So I get where your wife is coming from, but I also think it's super important for women to realize that it's okay. You're human.
Now, let me throw the question out here because it doesn't have to necessarily do with looks, but it kind of got me thinking. This is the question I wanted to ask Liv, and everybody else can please join in the conversation at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Where do you avoid because of someone? Maybe it's just because your ex is there and they work there. Maybe it's because like this, like my wife didn't want to be seen with a coworker of hers, like all sweaty and nasty. I got to be honest, this will be awkward. Alex is out today, so I'll say it. And it's nothing. Are we on the air? Okay. Did you plug something in? Oh, we lost power for a second. Sorry about that. That's fun. Okay. Now that we're back, this is awkward, unless I'm not supposed to say this. Maybe that was a sign from God saying, like, don't do it. Like, don't do it. Okay, our board just went black. No. Alex's ex.
Yeah.
The Egyptian.
Yeah.
They're no longer together. I have no problem. I thought he was a good guy. And I'm not going to comment anymore. Like, I think he's, I have nothing bad. I think he's a good guy.
Right.
Their relationship's their relationship. But my interaction, he always seemed like a stand-up dude. But it was awkward because guess who I saw goes to the same boxing place I go to?
Oh, no.
The Egyptian. So now I'm afraid to run into him because what if, like, what do I say? Hey, bud. How you doing?
So
that's kind of awkward. And then my wife didn't want to run into her coworker at the same title boxing
club.
We can't go boxing anymore, and I really love the place. But here's my thing. In general, whatever the reason, 833-JOE-ALEX, where do you avoid going because of someone? You're like, oh, God, I know I'll see them if I go there.
So in college, I would go to this brunch place that I loved so much downtown where I went to college.
Mm-hmm.
And one time we had a little bit of a boozy brunch, had a little bit too many mimosas.
Get a girl.
And I thought it would be funny to leave my number and like a cute message on my receipt for this waiter. Like never thinking it would have consequences, never thinking he would reach out. It'd be the last time I ever saw him. So he did reach out and he texted me and he would not stop texting me and I was totally uninterested. I mean, our conversations were awful. He was like super into drugs. I'm not about that. So I was like avoiding him like the plague. And so I literally would avoid that brunch place at all costs. Then one time my parents come into town. That's one brunch place they love to go. We went there and he was our server.
Oh God, that's terrible.
Yeah. Yep. So from then on, I literally would not go at all costs just to avoid this guy.
Okay. If you have anything like this, 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. Where did you avoid going because you thought, oh God, somebody's going to be there? Jackie, I don't know if you have that answer, but you had something to say about.
I don't avoid going anywhere because I don't have makeup on. It has to be a special occasion for me to even put it on my face.
What in general, though, is there anywhere that you avoid going just because you don't want to run into somebody you know is going to be there?
Like the grocery store and things to avoid people I know I went to high school with, but that has nothing to do with what I do have or don't have on my face or how I'm dressed.
Well, how do you do your grocery shopping? Or do you just avoid it at certain times and certain days?
I just avoid it at certain times or I'll go somewhere I know they don't go.
You just put on a ski mask.
That's necessary. I have seen both Liv and Alex with and without makeup, and I think they're both beautiful.
Aww.
You know, the makeup is fun and it's fine, but I don't think any woman should feel that it's necessary to put something on their face to go out of the house.
I totally, ridiculous. Totally agree
Jackie.
With you.
And Liv hit it on the head. She was saying, you know, there's no reality in that. There's no reality in that. We have to live, you know, I don't see it necessary to take up that time in the morning. You're lucky I blow dried my hair.
Jackie, since you brought it up, I think it's fair that you answer this honestly. Between Alex and Liv, you've obviously seen them without makeup. Who out of the two, who needs more makeup than the other?
Neither one of them need makeup. That's the point.
And also, notice how a man is trying to pin two women against each other. This always happens.
No.
I'd like to say I listen to the show all the time, and the majority of the time I'm like, yes, Joe, thank you, Joe. Because I'm an older woman, and I think Alex and Liv sometimes put the younger perspective on it. But this time, I 100% agree with Liv. Go out of the house without your makeup on. Throw your hair in your ponytail.
All right.
Tell your wife not to worry about going to boxing looking all sweaty because sweaty is sexy.
Should she wear a bra, though? Yeah. I told her she needs to start wearing a bra because things are bouncing everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. You're
That's
lying.
A comfort issue.
I'm uncomfortable with her boobs also acting like punching gloves.
I'm uncomfortable.
Her boobs. Let her do what she wants with them.
I'm uncomfortable with your boobs all over the place, but you have to start wearing a bra.
And that's why I wear a sports bra when I go to boxing.
Started.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. If you couldn't get through, you can hit us up on Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Okay. Porkchop, you're the producer of the show.
Yeah.
That means you're supposed to check things. Do you know what we're doing next on the Joe and Alex Show?
I'm a hair behind here.
Okay, what are we doing?
We are doing...
Do you think we should do it or not?
Maybe.
All right.
That's as long as we present it right. I mean, I love being diverse and learning about different cultures and
that's
different things.
That's what I thought. I thought this would be, first of all, it's a serious thing that we saw online. We're like, okay, you know what? This would be interesting. But here's the thing. For this to work.
Wait. Okay, no, go ahead. So what you're going
to
say.
For this to work, we need your participation.
Yeah, obviously that. And I think for this to work, we need to be able to get our technical producer in Houston, Lenny, on.
Yeah,
there.
I think so as well.
Okay, well, that's just racist.
No, that's not racist. That's making it like so we have a representation from everyone.
Okay, we're going to get Lenny, who's our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. He will be on for this next. But we want you to call in right now if you can meet this criteria. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. That's 833-563-2539. Porkchop, what was your question you wanted to bring to the air?
This is mine.
No, it's mine. I'm kidding. I saw this on a Facebook page. It was kind of interesting. It said, hey, ask a white person. It was a Facebook page, and they wanted to know. They said, okay, black people, ask white people one question that you always wanted to know. So, since this show is like four white people, and we got Lenny, our technical producer, Why don't we have people call in at 833-JOE-ALEX if you legit are like a black person and you have a question, or if you're Hispanic, anything that you'd want to ask a white guy.
So who's the white guy? Are we having callers call up too, or are you the
white guy? No, I would say that I'm the token white guy.
Okay, so we need African-American people or
Hispanic,
Latino, Hispanic people to
anybody,
call up.
Anybody, yeah.
Any question you've ever wanted to ask a white guy, which will be Joe, call up, and we'll have Lenny, our technical producer, on in Houston. He's also like African-American.
I think this could be a great topic, or it could fail miserably. It depends if you call in with actual questions.
I've got the first one.
Oh. I've got a question too.
Why are you hold on. Okay. We'll find out what it is next.